This is line two, and this will be Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi there, Danny.
Hello, Chris. What do you want to tell us?
Well, it's under your category about interfering with play.
You interfered with play, did you? But not in a direct manner.
Not myself, actually.
Go on, then.
It's a story that was told to my father by Peter Dobing, the ex-captain of Stoke City.
Peter Dobing. Excellent. You'll be saying Alan Bloor next.
Yeah, the belter. Yeah, go on, Peter Dobing.
It concerns the 1972 FA Cup semi-final replay at Goodison Park.
Oh, yeah.
Arsenal beat Stoke by a single goal, which Charlie George scored.
I think that was the last major game played at Goodison Park, wasn't it? Anyway, go on. Yeah.
It will be for a while.
Yeah. So, go on.
Well, the goal, when you looked at it on the television, and particularly around Stoke for a long time, Charlie George was being given a middle name of Charlie Offside George.
Oh, right, okay.
Pretty clearly a mile offside.
Yeah,
and,
Stoke
were gutted. Now, Peter Dobing, The Stoke captain told my dad that what happened after the game was that the ref actually came and apologised to Stoke. Stoke had been playing in their away kit on the game, which was all white at the time, and Charlie George had actually been played onside by a hot dog vendor in a white coat.
Too good. I was about to say,
are you the mystery hot dog vendor?
On what sauce? Come on. Do you have this story?
Well, my dad was at one of these sports dinners sort of thing, and he was introduced to Peter Dobing.
And Peter Dobing himself told him this story?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'm willing to believe it. Dobing's holding me up. I'm willing to believe it, but I know that the only semi-final my team ever pitched up at, pretty much, about wartime ones, was when we played Sunderland at Sheffield Wednesday and still grandfather's speak of walking all the way there at the hills to see this game. And we lost it because the referee was drunk. That's it. You have to say that as one sentence. Everyone appreciates it, but you've got to say it. We lost it because the referee was drunk. Now, isn't it likely that Stoke supporters lost it because the hot dog vendor's jacket is in a similar... I mean, do you believe
white.
It?
White. Huh? They used to dress in all white, remember? When they
would, a hot dog, would a hot dog vendor be down on pitch side?
Yeah, they were. They used to. Don't you remember? They used to come along the side of the touchline.
Oh, really? No. No, I know at Everton the toffee people come around because I think the last game they did that, whether they still do or not, they said the girls and the boys come around throwing toffees into the crowd.
Dressed in some Edwardian clothing.
We're talking about the early
70s. When we went, and the toffees, of course, were liberally thrown into the Millwall end, and they liberally came back again, seeing a hasty retreat of all the toffee vendors running away. Nevertheless, I don't remember hot dog vendors going around.
I used to have two friends who used to be hot dog vendors. That used to walk along the side.
He's upping the hot dog vendor ante.
He is.
He's talking a good hot dog fight here.
I don't remember them either.
No, I'm just going to say to you, it's such a great story, and I'd like to believe it, but I'm afraid we're going to play the Order President's Men card here. It's the Washington Post. We need another source. The story is dry. You're going to have to go to an underground car park. And if anyone else has heard that Stoke went out of the cup because the referee confused the Stoke back three with a hot dog vendor,
we can take circumstantial or forensic evidence. If you either remember hot dog people around the edge of the pitch or any other vendors.
If you were one.
I only remember the man with a big, big sack of monkey nuts running, going through the terracing, Percy Dalton.
Percy Dalton, first division peanut.
And of course,
first division peanut.
Of course, Percy was represented by a peanut.
A big peanut. He wore a top hat. And a monocle and rested on his stick.
Yeah, he did.
And he wore spats, even though he notoriously peanuts do not have legs.
No, he's a tosh.